Thank you. into place. The bomb is suspended beneath LSD-60 and is to be fired by remote control. The technicians and bystander Parsons leave LSD-60 and the bomb. At the control room, Crossroads personnel are checked, then locked in. Dr. Holloway, Los Alamos director, ready for firing circuit. Aboard ship and in the sky.
2, 1, fire.
Warfare,
today's fighting men must be taught vital information. Survival on an atomic battlefield. While the troops take cover, the Army's giant new 100-inch camera is pointed toward the blast tower. Men tensely eye the control booth as the seconds tick off.
Or is the two worlds free or alive? drugs, LSD, I don't consider drugs. I don't consider power me drugs. Those are more or less religiously significant awareness, mind expanding apparatuses that come from the intelligence of the universe. The reason that the girls like me was.
Are you mad? Do you feel like wounded Bob Rudd Vanish? Your friend is...
They abhorred that place where they sacrificed children, because that's a disgusting act. You're not supposed to sacrifice your children. You know, after these horrible sacrifices had it been abolished by King Josiah. They casted into it not only all manner of refuse, but even the dead bodies and animals of unburied criminals who had been executed. And since fires were always needed to consume the dead bodies, that the air might not be contained by the putrefaction, and it came to pass that the place was called Gehenna Ton Pyros. This common explanation of the description, whatever, use the actual place on the earth.
Oh, alone.
Actual place on earth close by Jerusalem is where wicked Israelites sacrifice children to Moloch or to Baal. Pretty much the same thing. Ye servants of generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? The word hell is an Anglo-Saxon word, okay? So English is an Anglo-Saxon language, okay? Anglo-Saxon is not ancient Hebrew, okay? It comes much later, thousands of years after ancient Hebrew was formed, okay? So Anglo-Saxon is a new language. It wasn't, Anglo-Saxon didn't even begin to be spoken until after the time of Christ, you know? Someone who at one time they love God and they fear God and they serve God, but after a period of time they fell away and they started serving Satan, or they became a pagan, okay, that's an apostate. Or they said, oh, the Bible's not true anymore, now I believe that the Bible is very true. If somebody says that, sacrifice their children by fire. And that right there, that's another cut to truth, because he says the Bible's a book of child sacrifice their children to Baal and Canaanite gods, okay? So you have bushes growing, shrubs, dirt, probably bugs and insects all over the place, okay? It doesn't get any more clear than this. So there's no such thing as hell in the Bible. That's madness. But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. So it says somebody's doing abominable things. What kind of abominations are they committing? Then they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. Sacrificing children is an abomination, okay? Worshipping Baal, the bull god, is an abomination. Worshipping Molech, the bull god, is an abomination, okay? Sacrificing children is an abomination, okay? This is very clear. But anyways, how are you going to escape destruction? When we die, the same thing happens to all of us. No matter how good you are, no matter how wicked you are, we all die the same. You see, all men are born the same way. When a man is born, he comes out of his mother's womb, okay? And when a man dies, his spirit returns to the father. That happens to every last person that ever exists. The same exact thing happens to everyone, okay? Just like when we breathe, we all breathe the same way. We all use lungs. We all have a heart that pumps blood through our bodies, okay? Like I said, we're all born the same, and we all die the same. I mean, some of us might have more gruesome deaths than others. Some might die peacefully in sleep. Another person might get their head splattered off with a shotgun. But after you die, your spirit still goes back to the Father, okay? This is what happens when you die. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. So that's what happens when you die. When you die, your body decomposes, goes back into the earth, and then your spirit returns back to the Heavenly Father, okay, that's the one you call God. And that happens to everyone, even the wicked. The wicked is, the Lord is merciful, okay?
You make your
answer
favorable.
For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise you, the Lord. So the Lord is merciful, okay? Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old, okay? So the Lord is merciful, right? He's a great mercy. So no matter how wicked you are, eventually the Lord's going to forgive you anyway because he's merciful. He's a God of mercy, man. He's not a God of wickedness, okay? He's a trying to say I'm Satan or I'm the devil because I say so many bad things about people and this and that or whatever. But then you go and tell people that they're going to burn forever in hell. Now what? I've never said nothing that evil. It doesn't get any more evil than that. Going around telling someone that they're going to burn forever in a mythological place called hell. That's just complete madness. That's the most evil thing a person can say to someone. Oh, you're going to burn forever in hell. Now that's evil. That's fucking evil saying that. That's fucked up to tell somebody that. But some people might actually believe, you know what I mean? Some people might actually believe that. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment, okay? The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. So the Lord is merciful, man. He would never punish someone to eternal damnation. That's complete madness. So you drop dead, okay? For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever. Seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man as the fool? How dieth the wise man as the fool? Now what makes you wise? What makes you wise is you believe in the Lord, and you follow his commandments, and you confess the name of the Son among men on the streets. That's what makes you wise. Now, what makes you foolish? What makes you foolish? Well, foolishness is saying God doesn't exist. It's saying the Bible's a fairy tale. That's foolishness, okay? And how dies the wise man as the fool? So the wise man and the fool, or the wicked and the just, they both die exactly the same way, okay? They both die the same, and they are both born the same. Okay, it's very clear. It's very clear. All right? Because if we all die the same way, how could there be hell? You know, the wise man dies the same way as the fool. That destroys that hell myth. Check this out. All Israel, and so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. So all Israel shall be saved. Now, if there is such thing as a mythological place called hell where you burn forever, how could anyone possibly go to hell if the Bible says all of Israel is going to be saved? Doesn't even make any sense. I mean, is everyone getting saved or is some people going to hell? No, nobody is going to hell because hell doesn't exist. Okay? So this says all Israel. What does the word all mean anyway? I mean, what is that word all? I mean, what does that mean? Let's look that up. And so all Israel shall be saved, or the whole of Israel, every last one of them shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And notice the scripture said it was going to, the Lord was going to turn away ungodliness from Jacob. He didn't say he was going to punish him forever in hell for his wickedness. No, he said he's going to turn the ungodliness away from him. He's going to take all that wickedness out of your spirit and turn you into a righteous person. That's what's going to happen, okay? That's what's going to happen. You're not going to get sent to hell. If somebody's that wicked, the Lord's going to cure their spirit. He's going to turn them into a righteous soul. Okay, that's what's going to happen. He's going to turn away ungodliness from Jacob, not send them to hell. That's foolishness. So if you're one of those people out there telling someone they're going to burn forever in hell, know, you're just gonna be destroyed, and you're not gonna burn forever in hell, even though I wish you would. But you're not, okay? You're just gonna be destroyed, and you're gonna come back in a reincarnation, and you're gonna have to start over. Okay? That's what's gonna happen. That's pretty much the point. There's no such thing as hell, according to the Holy Bible. You know,
we got a wagon. Bit.